Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I shall raise up for myself a faithful priest who will act in accord with my heart and my mind, says the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today we remember St. Martin of Tours, a bishop of the early church and one of the first saints not to be martyred in the church. And so let us now call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who are glorified in the Bishop St. Martin, both by his life and death, make new, we pray, the wonders of your grace in our hearts, that neither death nor life may separate us from your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. In wisdom is a spirit, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, not baneful, loving the good, keen, unhampered, beneficent, kindly, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing, and pervading all spirits, though they be intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion, and she penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. For she is an aura of the might of God and a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, naught that is sullied enters into her. For she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness. And she, who is one, can do all things, and renews everything while herself perduring. And passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets. For there is naught God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun and surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence. For that indeed night supplants, but wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily and governs all things well. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your word is forever, O Lord. Your word is forever, O Lord. Your word, O Lord, endures forever. It is firm as the heavens. Your word is forever, O Lord. Through all generations, your truth endures. You have established the earth, and it stands firm. Your word is forever, O Lord. According to your ordinances, they still stand firm. All things serve you. Your word is forever, O Lord. The revelation of your words sheds light, giving understanding to the simple. Your word is forever, O Lord. Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Your word is forever, O Lord. Let my soul live to praise you, and may your ordinances help me. Your word is forever, O Lord. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am the vine, you are the branches, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, today in the United States of America, we observe a holiday, Veterans Day, in which we honor the service of the armed forces and those who have served in the military. And today, the church celebrates St. Martin of Tours, who happens to be the patron saint of soldiers. Now, I promise you, I don't think that Rome and the United States got together and had this happen, but I think that it is just a happy God incident that this is the case. St. Martin of Tours is the patron of soldiers and our Veterans Day. Now, here in the United States, there are a few military chaplains right now who are being considered for beatification and eventual, hopefully, canonization as saints in the church. And so one of them actually is a priest from Wichita named Father Emil Capon. He served in one of the wars, either, don't quote me on either Korean or Vietnam, but he served in that war and ultimately was a prisoner of war and lost his life. And interestingly about his life, you know, people looked at him and said, this is a man of heroic virtue. The people that served with him knew that. They testified to that. But his body was never found. They didn't know where he was buried. So, you know, it makes it difficult in our church that we like relics and things like that. But just recently, actually, Father Emil Capon's body was found, discovered, and it's been returned. And now it was gloriously, you know, celebrated in the Diocese of Wichita. They entombed him in the local cathedral there. And so continuing to promote devotion and fostering a great awareness of this military chaplain whose cause for sainthood is proceeding fairly well and hopefully one day soon will be listed among one of the blesseds. And in the future, one of the saints of the church. Another one, Vincent Capodanno. I don't know much about his life, but again, another military chaplain from the United States recognized for heroism, for his holiness, and again, a cause for sainthood. St. Martin of Tours was a young man, and he was enrolled in the army. He lived in the 300s, so very early on. He was actually, as I mentioned at the very beginning, one of the earliest saints to be named a saint that wasn't a martyr of the church. Of course, we could think of St. John, who didn't die a martyr's death, but mostly in the early days of Christianity, those who died and were made saints were those who were martyrs for the faith. But again, a person whose heroic virtue and holiness was very much well known. We could actually call St. Martin of Tours really a conscientious objector. He didn't really want to fight, but he was enrolled in the army and he was doing what he needed to do, his civil duty. And he was conversing with one of his leaders and said that he would like to leave, that he would like to be discharged. And He said, I will volunteer to be at the front of the line in one of the next battles. And if I live, I ask that I might return to the world. And wouldn't you know that he survived that battle and returned? And it was during then, afterwards, what kind of marvelously happened in his life. He was walking one day and happened upon a poor beggar. It was a very cold day, and St. Martin of Tours looked at this beggar. He had no jacket, he had no blanket or anything like that. So St. Martin of Tours takes the cloak off his back, he rips it in half, and he gives half of it to the other person, to the beggar. And so afterwards, St. Martin of Tours that night goes home and probably examined his day, prayed about it, and falls asleep. And in a dream, he's told, well, that man, that beggar, that was Christ. And so you gave your cloak to Christ. And it was in that moment then that St. Martin of Tours decided that unreservedly he was going to give his life in service of the church. And so he goes to a local reputable holy man, and I believe a saint. His name escapes me, though. And so goes to this individual, shares that he wants to become a follower of Jesus. And so he ends up taking up a monastic life. He becomes a monk, lives on the outskirts of society. And then when the local bishop dies, people begin to acclaim Martin to be the next bishop. And so they wanted him to lead them in the ways of faith. And so he did that. He died a very holy death, in which some who were present say the angels or the saints were there along with him. And a man who was really highly regarded by his people. In our first reading from the Book of Wisdom, it said that, and passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets. And really, this holy wisdom of God from on high entered into St. Martin of Tours, wise enough to recognize Christ and the beggar, even though he didn't realize it at that moment, but knowing that he should help someone in need. And so this awareness caused him to become a great friend of God, and he made other friends of God, that people who came to him seeking his counsel and advice and prayers, they too became friends of God. These stories of God's friends, these stories of the saints that we celebrate throughout the year are meant to inspire us in so many different ways. As we remember veterans today, of course, we can offer an intercessory prayer through St. Martin of Tours. But most especially today, may we be inspired by his charity, how he served another in need, and in doing so, he actually served Christ, who was in his midst. Let us now present our prayers and petitions before the throne of God. For Pope Francis and our priests, that through the intercession of St. Martin of Tours, they will be blessed in their leadership and education of their people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the members of the church, that we will strive to be grateful for all that God has done for us and serve us and serve as joyful witnesses of Christ's love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our unity in our country, and that all of our leaders will be guided by God to protect and defend life and religious liberty, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces, that God will bless them for their sacrifices, for the freedom and safety of others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the faithful departed, that during the month of the Holy Souls, especially for all deceased listeners and supporters of Relevant Radio, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on John Michael Burke, and in thanksgiving for a healthy birth, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty and ever-living God, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who inspire us in our practice of our faith, but also who join us in prayer as we make our petitions before you. May we know of the prayers of St. Martin this day, for whom we honor him and keep his memory, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Sanctify these offerings, we pray, Lord God, which we joyfully present in honor of St. Martin, so that through them our life may always be directed, whether in tribulation or in prosperity, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Martin you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy, remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with St. Martin of Tours, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection, mind and body, remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen. Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, you did it for me, says the Lord. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Grant to us, who have been restored by the sacrament of unity, O Lord. Perfect harmony with your will in all things, that just as St. Martin submitted himself entirely to you, so we too may glory in being truly yours. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for the celebration of the Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. And be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I invite you to join me in singing number 520, Faith of Our Fathers. Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Our fathers chained in prisons dark were still in heart and conscience free, and blessed would be their children's fate if we like them should die for thee. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.